Hi, I'm Standard Damage, and thank you for joining me for the Just Me podcast, a personal podcast where I share my thoughts on content creation as it pertains to mental health, relationships, personal struggles, and triumphs. If you like my content and would like to hear more of it, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can also catch me on Twitter and Instagram, Standard Damage, there as well. Our podcast relies on support from listeners like yourself. If you would like to support the podcast directly, go to anchor.fm/standarddamage and click on the support button. Or you can also support us directly through our Twitch page. Thank you again for joining me. Here's the podcast. Hey, everybody. Standard Damage here. And I wanted to try something new. I've been trying to come up with a way where I can easily record my thoughts, but also make those thoughts available to all of you in a way that makes sense for who I am and definitely makes sense for what we are. And I haven't been very happy with how the live podcast recordings that we have been doing on Twitch have been fitting into the podcast space. And I think trying to shoehorn that in the way I did was a mistake. I love how the podcasts go live. It is very much a Twitch thing. But when it comes to translating that to an audio-only format, that really doesn't work. The other thing is that a lot of those podcasts end up being like up to 2 hours long. And even asking people to listen, and never mind watch, but listen for that long when they are not an active participant like they can be on Twitch, I don't believe that is going to work. So we are going to change some things up. I want you to also please bear in mind with these podcasts, with this entire series, that this is not what you're going to be used to hearing from me. These are going to be recorded in a very dark room. It is really just meant to be myself and my thoughts for your entertainment and hopefully a little bit for your education as well, which is what this podcast is going to be about. But also, I want you all to know that you are occasionally going to hear foul language, and I'm going to warn you ahead of time before I say it, because I know a lot of you are used to me being Mr. PG-13 or Mr. PG on stream. Please know this is not going to be the case here. I did put the explicit content notification up on this for a reason. I'm not going to be talking about sexual topics. I'm not going to be talking about anything explicit or incredibly violent on this. But know that occasionally I am going to say the word fuck and not use this. All right. That button goes out the window for these. I want to be able to just sit here, record, and say whatever is on my mind. And the reason I'm going to start out with this particular podcast today is because I actually went through what could very well be a life-changing event yesterday. And it started in a very negative way. Yesterday, I had all these plans for things that I wanted to do. And I mean, I had a lot of plans. What I've decided to do just over the last few days is on Fridays, because Community Day streams are so incredibly amazing. I always come off of those streams on a natural high. And when you're in a really positive mindset like that, that is the perfect time to think, plan, and execute next steps for your content, especially if you're in a boat like mine, where you are a full-time content creator. Positive mindsets do amazing things for you. They truly, truly do. So when I have a day where I can be almost guaranteed that I'm going to come off of that stream in an amazing mindset, I absolutely am going to take advantage of that. Without question and without hesitation. So yesterday's community day stream got done and I sat down. And the first thing I always do is I do what's called the basics. I go through Discord and sweep through all of the Discords I belong to, see if there's anything I need to chime in on. I go through all of my clips on Twitch to make sure that there's nothing up there that I don't want around. There's, you know, make sure that I'm always putting my best foot forward. There's all these little things that I do after the fact. Sometimes I'll even download some of the clips so I can upload them to social media later. But when I went into the Discord portion, I received what was a very unkind message from somebody that I really do care about and deeply respect. Now, what should have happened at that moment is I should have found my spine and actually told this person the situation and the way it really was. Because in reality, it was a case where I was doing what I had been asked to do, but not in the way that they had asked me to do it. And I need to really make a point here of saying that this person didn't come to me with the problem. They came at me with the problem. And that made it worse. So again, I should have found my spine. And I should have just kept right on pushing. Not up in their face, but really explaining the situation that needed to happen at that moment. But because this was somebody I care about and respect so much, instead I went to my default and apologized, which is what shouldn't have happened. And I actually took a situation that was already bad for me from a mental standpoint and made it worse by not finding my feet and saying what needed to be said, because I let it ruin the rest of my night. All of the plans, all of the other things that I wanted to do, and none of it got done. Why didn't it get done, you ask? Because I simply let it ruin the rest of my night. And that was bullshit. Now, I could sit here and complain about the person that sent me the message to begin with, but this isn't 100% on them. I can't control what other people do, but I can sure as fuck control my reactions. And my reaction was wrong. But like every cloud, this has a silver lining. I let myself go to sleep on it last night. I let myself just kind of ease out of it. I didn't beat myself up too badly about the fact that I wasn't getting a lot of work done after the stream. I let myself actually feel it and think about it. And when I woke up this morning, I was a different person. When I woke up this morning, I finally understood my self-worth. And I finally understand how I expect to be treated, especially when I work so hard for everything we do as a community. What I am talking about is not self-importance. Self-importance can lead you down a very, very, very bad road. It can make you absolutely fucking cocky. And that is the last thing you ever want to have happen with your content. Because as a content creator, your content depends on your community and how they support you. And if you get cocky, I can guarantee you they are all going to go away. Not only does it just make sense, what I just said, but I've actually watched it happen time and time and time again. So don't mistake what I say next as self-importance. This isn't about self-importance. It is about self-worth. The Just Me podcast will continue after a word from our sponsor. As your content grows, if you are one of the fortunate ones that actually manages to strike a chord and build a community, more and more and more people are going to come to you and want a piece of it. And unfortunately, a lesson that I have learned over the last few months is not only do people want a piece of it, They want to tell you how to fucking do it. That's wrong. That is absolutely wrong. I cannot think of a worse thing than letting somebody tell me how to run my content. That is insane. And you are going to find as you grow that people are going to put some very unreasonable demands on you and on your content. And do you want to know the worst part? As content creators who have scratched and clawed their way up from the bottom, it takes us a while before we realize our own self-worth, meaning that we let people do that to us. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't. As you grow, as you gain influence, make sure that when you are working with people, that you have a very clear picture of your self-worth and you have a very clear picture of theirs, and make sure you maintain those relationships in such a way that the mutual respect that you form never gets broken. And if the other side starts doing that to you, you need to stand up for yourself and you need to tell them how it really is. Because whether they are doing it on purpose or not does not matter. They can. And in many cases, I need to stress that it can be inadvertent. Many times, they can be holding you back. And one of the best ways you can make sure that that doesn't happen, again, especially if you are working with people that you love, is being very clear on what your objectives are. Open, honest, clear communication. Even when you are working with friends, you need to keep that going. And sometimes that means that you are going to have to tell the other person something they just don't want to hear. But family, guess what? Just because they don't want to hear it doesn't mean they don't need to hear it. Because if you are honest, open, and clear with the people that you work with, that the people you surround yourself with, they are going to be able to much better understand why you make the decisions that you make. Furthermore, you need to make sure that if you're dealing with somebody that is intentionally holding you back or intentionally keep you from doing good things with your content because they're concerned that it's going to pull away from them somehow, that you cut them loose. I am talking by intent. You need to go to this individual, have a conversation and say, this is how it needs to be because I need to grow. My content needs to push forward. And if you want me there with you, I am happy to be there with you, but you need to be extra clear with me and understand that I'm going 200 miles an hour forward right now. So I need you to either walk with me or get out of my way. It's a tough thing to do, family. It's a very tough thing to do. But guess what? I have just hit the point where I am truly ready to do that. When I tell you all that I love you with everything that I am and that I am grateful to you for with everything that I am and that you humble me every single day, that is the truth, which is why you are my focus beyond anything else, beyond any partnership I ever form, beyond any ambition I ever chase. My love for you remains my priority. In doing so, we have grown tremendously because staying focused on you and keeping you happy means that everybody gets to be happy and everybody gets to enjoy the content. So when somebody tries to come to me from the outside and try to change something that I am doing, my polite answer always is, look, you came to me because you like what I'm doing. Do you really want to get in the middle of that and try to screw that up for me? Because that's going to be a detriment to you too. I would say that that is the most appropriate stance any content creator can take, especially when dealing with others. And I will say this again, I cannot tell you how many times, not just through partnerships, but in a lot of interactions, people have tried to come in and drastically change my content. Now, when I allowed all of that to happen, it worked to my detriment, period. My content was failing. It was flubbing. I was actually losing viewership. My community was shrinking. And that put me in a rather depressed state because I couldn't figure out what was going on. And what was going on is that I was listening to the wrong people. I needed to start listening to myself first. And when I did that, everything for Standard Damage started to grow. But what I went through when I woke up this morning, I feel is the next evolution of that. And I am saying this as much for my own benefit as I am for yours. I am talking about self-worth, not self-importance. You cannot lose sight of that. Don't go making dumb decisions because you have suddenly decided you are the end-all be-all powerhouse in content creation and everyone should kowtow to your demands. No. Keep a proper perspective on this. You are important. You do carry self-worth. Just don't think you are so important that everybody needs to come to you and kowtow again to what you do. But you are within your rights to request mutual respect. If there is no mutual respect there, then it should be no deal, either on your part or theirs. You need to respect each other as friends, as partners. And if that line of respect gets broken, you have to make the decision. Are you going to go talk to this person or are you going to break off the relationship? And family, I have no direct advice when it comes to that. That is truly something that is a case-by-case basis. Look at your past history with the individuals involved. Look at what you have done for each other. Don't ever burn a bridge or throw something away that is very valuable to you. Don't get stupid. That's just one more way the content creators destroy what they've built. They let emotions take over. But again, if you have a good history with these individuals, keep right on going. It is worth the conversation. It is worth going to them and saying, this is how I feel. This is how I need this to be handled. And in the future, I would really appreciate it if you would talk to me with a little bit of respect and make it very clear to them that you respect them as well. That door has to swing both ways, family. If your history with this individual is not so hot, or they're showing you a lot of negative signs right off the bat in the form of a new partnership or a new friendship, a new relationship, whatever it is you're in the middle of, for the sake of your own mental health, I might tell you to drop them like a hot fucking potato. It's really that simple, family. It truly is. But what I am coming to here in conclusion to all of this is my attitude has once again shifted for the better. I understand even further as of this very morning how I feel, how I want to be treated, where my priorities are, and how I am going to continue to work with people up the road. So much is happening with my channel and with my content, and I just can't wait to get in there and do more of it, but do so with even further strengthened relationships with the community that I have chosen to serve. Everybody, please have an amazing rest of your day. I love you dearly, and I will either talk to you during the next podcast or I will talk to you right on Twitch. Much love, everybody. Much love. Hello, everybody. Standard Damage here again, and I just want to stop in and say thank you for listening to the Just Me podcast. Again, if you want to catch up with me outside of the podcast realm, you can always catch up with me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can also catch up with me on both Twitter and Instagram at Standard Damage. But wherever and whenever our paths cross again, know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Have a great night, everyone.